good rising, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Taylor Andre, and waking up with Taylor Andre is not about the time of day that we link up, but about waking up your third eye with unorthodox conversations leading to universal consciousness. Today, I want to discuss starting over. So, many of you may know, and some of you probably don't, I started over as far as being a mom is concerned. And one of the questions that I got all the time being that Anaria is 15, Asaria is 12 going on 13, and Rain is currently 1 month old. You are almost out the door. You are almost finished. Why would you start over? And I have to say that aside from how many months are you, collectively, why would you start over? Superseded every other question that anyone asked me. And I have to be transparent. I've wanted to start over for at least 6 years now. Anari and Asaria were back to back, and I gave birth to Anari when I was 20, gave birth to Asaria when I was 22. And I don't know if you remember being 20 and 22, but I had a completely different mindset than I do now. And when I was in my late 20s, about 28, 29, you know, pushing 30, I wanted another child because I was in a different financial bracket. I was in a different mindset. I had a level of maturity that I didn't have at 20 and 22. And so I was ready for another child way before I actually had Rain. Well, I wasn't exactly in a relationship to have another child, so as that cookie crumbles, finding a sperm donor was not in my plan. Why does our society think that starting over is such a negative thing? Starting over is such a bad thing when it comes to starting over with a new baby or starting over in your career. Starting over as far as being by yourself and leaving a relationship. Starting over does not have to mean what these negative connotations society has placed on starting over. It doesn't have to be that at all. While everybody was feeling sorry for me for starting over, I was enjoying Rain inside of me, kicking, squirming, hiccuping, and just feeling him move and having a more appreciation for every ounce of him taking up space in my body, not being able to sleep properly. It was probably one of the most uncomfortable pregnancies I've had because at 35 years old, your body's just different than it was at 20. But I have to say that I enjoyed this pregnancy more than I did Anari and Asaria just because I'm starting over. I'm in a completely different mindset. And it's a beautiful thing, and I absolutely love it and enjoy it tremendously. I was watching Insecure, and Issa's best friend was starting at a new job, and everything was different for her, and she was starting over. And it made me think about how many of us are so afraid to start over. She met the party lift? The guy from the party lift in the back seat. Once Katrina hit, He lost everything. He left Texas and started over. We are so conditioned to think that it's too late to turn back. We've been down this road for so long. We've been down this path for so long. We have some of our parents that have been married for 20, 30 years that are completely miserable. But we're so afraid to start over. We have people that are in relationships that have been together 2, 3 years that are so afraid to start over. Not saying that I condone leaving relationships, because I come from an old school way of thinking where if it's broke, we fix it. We don't throw it away. Like, you keep fixing it and fixing it and fixing it until it can't be fixed no more. Then you throw it away. But there are some people that were never equally yoked, who are in relationships, who need to walk away, and who should have walked away years ago. But they're so afraid to start over. There are people that are in a job that doesn't serve them. Issa Rae was in a job that didn't serve her. She just, in the middle of a conversation, was like, nope, I can't do this anymore. I gotta go. And she quit her job for 5 years. If there is anything in your life, let's talk about diets or limits. And I say that because your diet should not be determining your death. You know, live it, not diet. Altering what you eat. And like, damn, I fucked up yesterday. I had some, like, 8 cookies. You know, added some ice cream to it. I had some chocolate chip. There are days where you do go overboard, but you start over. It doesn't mean that. Rain, can you say hi to everybody? You start over. Starting over isn't a bad thing. You could definitely find the silver lining in starting over. Having a new appreciation for a workspace. Having a new appreciation for the love of your life. Having a new appreciation for bringing life. I am Taylor Andre. Waking up with Taylor Andre has absolutely nothing to do with the time of day that we link up, but about waking up your third eye with unorthodox conversations leading to universal consciousness. I love you, I appreciate you, and I hope you have an amazing day.